Greetings, everybody. There's a lot going on. It's been a while since we've done the questions and answers, and I really like these ones. We'll be doing a lot more, especially when I get back to the ranch, because I like interacting with people, and a lot of the questions that come in, I have no pre-knowledge of them yet. I mean, they're going to hit me same time they hit you, so we'll do the best we can. We're just going to jump right into it. So one of the first questions is, why don't we have contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors? And the answer to that is that, ufology is a multi-billion dollar business, and unfortunately, it's riddled with posers, shills, and con artists. And only a handful are operating from a place of high morals and integrity. So especially the larger groups where people ignore the backgrounds, agency connections, and behaviors of the leaders. So it's a mess, right? It's a big toxic mess. And the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders don't want to enter it. They're going to be connecting with people outside of that mess anyway. So a lot of it is the people involved, and it's mainly because they just want to be part of the herd, or have a monetary interest on keeping the herd together, in complete denial of their leaders being compromised. And so the real question they should be asking is, who is controlling the herd? Who am I giving my power and support to? And there's some major discernment that needs to come into play, because some of these massive organizations, if you really scrutinize the leader, you're going to find out major agency connections are there, and you're also going to see some very nefarious activity behind the scenes, off the pulpit, basically. So anyway, we've experienced this in Hawaii, basically, and had to distance ourselves and set some serious boundaries with some of these groups, that have different degrees of morality and integrity. Some are full-blown con artists, but anyway, we've had to like pull our energies back in, start over. And it seems like whenever he said he goes out and brings on somebody else and tries to partner up with somebody, it always goes bad. And they try to pull us off course, off center, or they come in and they try to take over the whole organization. So I don't think we're going to be doing that anymore, basically. I think we're just going to stay centered. He said he is, he said he, and stands on its own merit, basically. So next question, can you explain the military agency involvement in the control narrative? This ties into the last one. So anyway, UFOs are the highest threat level assessment according to the military and the CIA, which ultimately control the narrative, including the documentaries. So have you noticed E. SETI is not in any of these conferences or documentaries lately? Because they control them, basically, and the big money behind it. So any most disclosure movements, even the congressional hearings, we're not part of that. We're not part of any of them anymore. The only thing person I am working with is Corey Good occasionally, and do a conference with him or have him on a show or whatever, just to clear the air on that nonsense, because he's been under attack by the same folks. A lot of these, in the past, we're in basically all of them. We're in. I was on Arbel, I was in Ancient Aliens, History, UFOs in the Bible then and now. And we put out two movies, Contact Has Begun. And I was on Fox News, ABC, everything. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden, boom, the door slammed and you hear crickets, because there was just too much truth getting out. So now they just twist our information and use our footage, without recognition. They use our footage in all of these shows, and you go, wait a second, that's our footage. And there, you don't even see a recognition. Anyway, so they don't recognize E. SETI despite over 40 years of documented contact. Why? Many people in the UFO community, those screaming the loudest against the government, are planned opposition, working with the agencies and military intelligence. And look at the congressional hearings. All the guys they're bringing forward right now, like what, who in those hearings is asking, other than Luna, Representative Luna, who, I think there's one other person there is asking the question, are there very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that could help us? And everybody just clams up. Boom, you do not ask that question. And you don't cover that topic if you want to make it in the UFO community, because that's a taboo. That's a big no-no. Because most of conferences do have are controlled. So anyway, it's kind of sad, but they are, there's so many, that are screaming the loudest, that are working within, they're the planned opposition, you might say. But anyway, in every psyop, you control both sides, create confusion, divide the people, and some involved aren't even human. They sold, and some just sold their souls for fame and fortune. So again, there, you don't have the environment. You haven't created the environment for spiritually and technologically advanced ETs, some millions, billions of years ahead of us in consciousness. There's no place for them to land, and who are they going to work with? Basically, because most of our leadership has been corrupted, both political and religious, basically. So Epstein Files has pretty much brought that to our attention. So anyway, and there are just a lot of needy and delusional, people with wild, unverifiable stories up to 7 years old. And they're just seeking love, acceptance, and approval outside of themselves. They want to be recognized, they want to be heard, and there's a lot of that going on. And this is usually due to past life or childhood trauma, love withheld from parents, or not having their own personal God connection. Because if you did, you wouldn't behave this way. If you knew who you really were, and you're focused on love and joy and bliss and empowering the people to make their own personal connection, you wouldn't be doing all this nonsense, basically. And if you are authentic and have your own personal God connection, and you're guided by your heart and soul, you're a threat to this whole system. So messiahs die young. But anyway, so again, to counteract this, I always tell people, why do you think we have our own workshops, conferences, and radio shows? And it's all to give people an option outside of the controlled narrative and limited hangout groups, a place that empowers the individual without gurus or posers doing the see me, dig me thing, as a big distraction. And this is why we are the most censored, in some cases, hated organization on the planet. The posers, the shills, and the planned opposition, and they hate what we're doing because we're giving the people. We're putting the power back into the people. We're empowering the individual. And that's always a threat to any organization, basically. So anyway, we consider it a badge of honor, when the posers and shills and the planned opposition go on the attack. And they have been very busy lately. And our thing is, we seek only truth wherever it may lead. We have no need for external acceptance and approval. And we've transcended all the gossip and the rumors. From which we have no personal experience. If I didn't see something firsthand, if I don't know something from firsthand experience, I just consider it gossip or rumors. And it's not, you can't take second, third, fourth, fifth hand experience. Go and meet the people personally, do your own investigation, see where they're coming from, see how much ego is there and how much heart is there. That's what the people need to do. And unfortunately, we piss off a lot of people who are competitive and jealous. And it also denies access to funding, sadly, most of which comes with strings and limitations to stay within the controlled narrative. So could sure use a few frog skins from people of integrity to keep the doors open without strings, Anyway, won't do the string, sorry. Bottom line is, any advanced civilization with abundant fuel-less energy, anti-counter-gravity, frequency healing technology like med beds, and one that has transcended war, disease, and poverty, living according to universal law, is a threat to the war and disease profiteers and those that enslave humanity through dependency. Their motto is to keep them poor, sick, and stupid. There's a lot of people playing that game, basically. And this is the big money that came into the spiritual and UFO UAP community, financing a lot of the conferences. I always know conferences that always starts with the word con. You ever think about that? And controlled narrative, so controlled narrative. The cons are trolling the narrative. No, I don't know. Conferences. Just really think about it. Anyway, until Earth humanity awakens, rises to the occasion when the majority of the people and their leaders operate from a moderate to high level of morality and integrity, become authentic, that is when contact with the masses can happen. And only then, only a few that have risen to the occasion, live according to the universal law, and have the level of morality and integrity necessary for contact with benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, that's the way it's going to happen. And you've got to rise to the occasion, and they aren't going to descend into this toxic soup, this toxic mess. And anyway, sadly, contact has been ongoing with the negative ETs and the lower level entities due to agreements and contracts made by the Earth's previous leadership at the expense of the people, basically. Look up the Granada treaties. We had a choice between two groups. One group said, hey, we'll give you the technology and the weapons and everything, but we just want to experiment on a few of the people and the animals. And so the other group said, okay, well, we'll give you the technology to totally clean up your planet, to aid in the awakening and healing of humanity and the Earth, and take a quantum leap in evolution, and countergravity, everything, but you have to get rid of your nukes. That was their deal. Like, everybody will prosper from this. No more nukes. And you have to live according to universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. End all these patriarchal, hierarchical programs, basically. And of course, the leadership took the first one, which is where all the abductions and all the experimentation that went on. But anyway, it's time for new agreements and contracts, basically. The old ones are null and void. And so basically the there's a whole new contract coming in, and that's with the benevolent ones that are taking over the whole program. But anyway, if it were not for the intervention of the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced higher dimensional beings and the spiritual councils, Earth would have been taken over by the negative ETs and lower dimensional beings a long time ago. And they have infiltrated some of the highest levels of governments and institutions, and they're now in the process of being exposed and removed. So that's the chaos we're seeing now. They're not frequency specific to the Earth's ascension process that's well underway. So these guys are going to crash. But anyway, in the interest of national security and the preservation of the planet, it's wise to align oneself with the higher dimensional beings and councils. This includes the ascended masters and angelic realms. And I would suggest that our military and the agencies kind of go with a new contract, but we will see. There are a lot of honorable men, especially in the military, and a lot of people speaking out in the agencies about what's really going on. So this is going to continue until everything is exposed, basically. It's part of the great reveal. Okay, next one, third question. Can you comment on the death of Nick Pope? And yeah, I just heard about that, and I know it's not good to talk disparagingly about the dead, but Nick, unfortunately, was part of the controlled narrative. And he came to you, said he experienced the ships and contacts firsthand, yet he continued in the ancient aliens cover up concerning East City Ranch. During filming the episode on East City Ranch, they cut out all the information. They cut everything about the benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders, who they are, their intentions and agendas. In fact, after giving ancient aliens all the information, including when and where the ships would appear, which did occur right on time, it was all censored. Everything was censored. And they still have the information. Maybe people should start demanding that they release it. Be great with somebody with a little integrity over there to say, hey, wait a second, we have a gold mine here of information. Maybe we should be the ones to release it before somebody else does and makes us look really stupid. But anyway, that is going to happen. Anyway, it'd be great to see it somehow end up on the net. That'd be great. Like what ancient aliens did not want you to know, but could be a good headliner. Anyway, they don't want answers. They're all about entertainment. They're not have nothing to do with disclosure, and they just want to keep the suspense going with, keep everybody on the hook, basically. And so you only saw my hand picking up a camera in that whole episode. That was it. That was my big debut. Actually, I've been on their programs before, but anyway. And basically this is a classic example of how the controlled narrative operates. I felt Nick when he passed. It was really weird. All of a sudden he's in my mind, and I'm kind of hearing like he's kind of saying I'm sorry or something like this. And I'm going, wow, this is really interesting. And then a friend of mine emailed me and said, hey, Nick Pope passed. And I go, what? And I go, wow, no wonder. No wonder, because he was really in my mind and I was remembering what happened. And I kept feeling there's some kind of amends trying to be made, but it was really interesting. So I really think he wanted to make amends on his way up. We kind of helped him out a little bit, get a little higher. But, my suggestion is don't wait till you cross over or your light review to make amends and come clean. It's going to be a lot more intense on the other side. I've noticed many within the controlled narrative are not looking good. Their life force is diminishing, and some are sick, some are dying. They're rapidly aging, and I would suggest severing all cords and connections with these darker forces and coming clean. And you align yourself in service to humanity, the earth, with the positive energies, because there's a price to pay when you align with the dark. Yeah, you might get a lot of fame and money, but you actually lose a lot of your life force energy, and it doesn't sustain the body, basically. So that's why you're seeing all these people just aging rapidly, basically. But anyway. Their energies are diminishing because what they've aligned themselves with is collapsing. So that demiurge realm, the archons, the negative ETs, all that stuff, demonic realms, that whole thing is collapsing in on itself. And anyone connected to the beast falls with the beast. That's just basically, in a nutshell, what we're going through. Anyway, it is being revealed that many of the leaders in the UFO community that are crossing over, were agency assets. It's all coming out. There's a lot of deaths right now, and after they die, oh, boom, all the information comes out. It's really interesting. Some tried to come clean, and there was the old guard that had high levels of integrity in the past. There was generals, colonels, master sergeants. Robert Dean, David Morehouse, top remote viewers, Jim Mars, Chief Golden Light Eagle, Clifford Mahuti, a lot of these other people I worked with in the past, and they a lot of them had very high levels of integrity, and sadly most are no longer with us. But I really miss the days of Art Bell and the old conferences, where they were really bringing out. But anyway, if you look at the some of the really big conferences, and some might say there's no New World Order here, but a lot of people on their boards are card-carrying CFR members. So much for that. But and actually, they really came after me after I did my lecture there. They told me not to talk about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And so, what did I do? I talked about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings. Audience loved it, But anyway. If you get any of the old interviews, you'll see everything we've been talking about then is happening now. I mean, we're talking 40 years of going on shows and conferences, and everything that we said is happening right now. And there is a price for telling the truth, living a morally and integrous life in service to humanity with honor. And many have paid that ultimate price. And I will tell you this, those who are authentic are one of the greatest threats to the self-serving posers, shills, and planned opposition. The moral integrity challenged, those who try to character assassinate the authentic by accusing them of what they themselves have done or are doing. It's kind of hilarious because you hear all this unfounded gossip and meritless gossip and rumors. And the very people that started them, when you trace it back to the source, are the very people that are doing it. And it's just the one finger pointing forward with three back. And if you track it back to the source, you'll find that person is extremely morally and integrity challenged, basically. So anyway, that's why I say go meet the people in person. Don't depend on the nonsense, out there. Anyway, I've heard it all, and a lot of people are falling for the meritless gossip and rumors. And I love in the memory of Socrates. I think it was Socrates. I'm not sure. It might have been Plato. I think it was Socrates where he said, "Time to do your own research, with firsthand knowledge." Character and physical assassinations are the tools of the dark arts, and there are always people with agendas. And when those agendas are not met, they become victims, and then they start, then they call the whambulance, and it just goes downhill from there. But there's a lot of, I hate to say it, a lot of ignorant, arrogant, and spiritually challenged and unconscious people trying to build their careers on the backs of others. And they're perpetuating the lies, merits that gossip and rumors trying to become relevant. And there's no depth to these people. They have no original information. And in the end, they establish their own character. So they just don't last long. Their ratings just go in the toilet, and they jump up for temporarily, and then we've watched them come and go over the 40 years that he said he's been operating, with the masters and ships coming to appear with spontaneous healings at events. I mean, 40 years of this, you got to have some track record. But anyway, next question. I just want to say one more thing about that. I was trying to think about where I was going with that. But yeah, I did an interview with Corey to get both of them. I did an interview. And there's these guys, and I can't remember their name. They're irrelevant. They're trying to become relevant, but they went on the attack, and they repeated everything I said. And they said, "Well, let's Google this." And they looked it up, and they go, "Whoa, wait a second. He's being accused of things somebody else did under a similar name, and this, and they found it all, and they just totally validated everything I said, and they didn't even get it. Then they just kept going on with the character assassination and slander. God, I wonder if you might want to get an outside opinion on how you look right now, because you're so caught up in your own arrogance and self-importance, you can't see what fools are being made, So, anyway, I can't, I don't remember their names. Somebody sent me the interview, and I go, this is just not even worth headspace, got rid of them. So if anybody, I find out who they were sometime, I don't know, I'm just not gonna give them any energy. Next question. Why did Dolores Cannon say there are no negative ETs and chemtrails are nothing more than contrails? And we get that a lot. That question comes in a lot. And Dolores came to City Ranch and did a presentation with a lot of good information in it. And that evening, the skies were crisscrossed with chemtrails. They're trying to shut down the Skywatch. It was unbelievable, but a big hole opened up and it all just cleared up, and the ships came in anyway. But she did get upset when I mentioned, them, demanding that they were contrails. And before she passed, she did admit that there are unseen negative influences and ETs. She said if she talked about them, there would be consequences and it would jeopardize her other work. And she also said, she's getting old, and does not want to take this on. So I fully understand that, considering the blowback from exposing the dark side. Yet it is a half truth, and there's always a light in a dark force, and always a lie and believe. So anyway, we have, however, by experience, found not creating sacred space and clearing unseen negative influences can have serious consequences and undesirable experiences. And basically, clearing unseen negative influence is first and foremost before engaging in spiritual or healing therapy. Things can jump in and make one's life literally hell. This is ancient knowledge. It's on temple walls. They explain who all these folks are, basically. So many groups profess that there are no negative influences or ETs, and these groups are either ignorant, spiritually challenged, dealing with half-truths, in denial, or working with the negative groups. And I've seen that some of the people that are saying there are no negative ETs out there are actually working with negative ETs. And you can see them stand right behind them, those who are clairvoyant, or you can feel them. You'll feel this energy and something's wrong here. You have to listen to that. Ignorance, denial, and predator behavior acting outside of universal law does not fit into the definition of being enlightened, basically. Okay, next question. What's going on with Cygnus and the signals? We're getting slammed by these signals from Cygnus right now. And we've always said watch Cygnus. In other shows, I talked about that. There's in ancient times, Cygnus was worshipped as the house of Zeus. A lot of people get upset, but you really think about Jesus as, hey, Zeus, son of Zeus. But that was their interpretation, the Greeks' interpretation, basically. But they gave names to these systems where a lot of energy is coming through. And temples were actually built to Cygnus, the swan. There's another bird that they stuffed that's like a swan that I can't remember. It's a strange name, I can't remember, but there's stuffed birds in these temples. So, and the story is kind of like the ugly duckling story. It's the transformation of the ugly duckling. So the energies coming in from Cygnus are real game changers, marking a huge shift down to the physical, down to our DNA. So Atlas did the same thing. And they haven't told you about that yet, but now a massive influx of consciousness and energy is coming in from Cygnus. The full electromagnetic spectrum is coming in. And so I experience a lot of energy coming into the crown and third eye, and then followed by a real peaceful energy. All the birds and nature were responding like something changed for the better on Tuesday, and a major cleanup, like a time fold, just happened. A jump in evolution occurred. And so, actually, I'm going to bring Kathy on. Kathy, do you want to add to that? I don't know, you had similar experiences.
Yeah, I felt a real intense pressure in my head, starting Monday night and going all the way into Tuesday and even this morning. And it wasn't painful, and it really just felt like my crown and my third eye were being activated. And when I tuned into that signal itself, it felt so loving and so peaceful. And just kind of, oh, I'm getting chills now talking about it. And just really an opportunity for people to tune into it. I think it's helpful, whatever. It felt really helpful to me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of people seem to experience the same thing. And some people are getting headaches, light headaches and pressure on the third eye and thinking, they had a brain tumor or something, were freaking out with it. But that's just an effect of the energies have, because
Yeah, and
it's,
it went on for almost 48 hours for me,
yeah, it went on quite
but
a while.
it wasn't painful. It was just pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, you could tell, but I watched nature. It was really weird. All the birds, even all the chickens and the ducks, all just came, and they were all around the house, and they were just laying down and chill. Like nobody was out scrounging, and it was really weird. I go, this is so weird. The whole house is surrounded by these birds, and the trees were full, and everything. You could tell the animals were really feeling it. They're reacting to the energy.
Yeah, it was like that here at the ranch too. Very peaceful, just animals. The deer were all just laying on Lemurian Hill
Yeah.
all day long. And
All the deer sitting around going, "Sup, where's my apple?"
exactly.
But all right, well, I've got a couple more questions and then I'll bring you on, Kathy, for the for more.
All
So,
right.
anyway, another question. What happened, to the Joe Rogan, Nino Rodriguez, and Juan O'Sullivan interviews? So it's an interesting question. So we were invited and uninvited concerning the Joe Rogan show. So you have to ask him that question. What when people ask me about things like that, rather than just make up a bunch of stuff or getting butthurt or, I just go ask them. I have no idea. I divert it back. I go to the source, ask them. It's just like every time I do that, all hell breaks loose though. So, but really, I don't know. I'm not. I wasn't part of the decision making process there. So, I did mention we were invited, to a few people who keep bringing up the question. So I just said we never heard back. So I did appear on Nino's show and had, Juan O'Sullivan on my show. And basically, these guys have a very Christian-based audience. So when you know about more about God and the origin of man and the big picture, you become a threat to the religious community, unfortunately. But especially those, cashing in on the external, jealous, wrathful, little g gods, pushing fear, guilt, and unworthiness. My thing is Jesus taught of an all-loving, all-forgiving God of love and peace, the spark within everyone that can ignite into the full flame. And there's also censored teachings of women now coming out in the Ethiopian Bible, which is a threat. So being aware of all of this and always supporting the divine feminine and a balanced picture and actually doing the research to know the real history of Earth often becomes a threat. It destroys the patriarchal hierarchical system of division. And this also threatens the base, founded on the baseless, basically. And then there's the Baal and the Baphomet idol worshipers infiltrated within the most powerful religions, institutions, institutional positions of power in almost all institutions, basically. And this is a real sick subject now brought to light with the Epstein files. And I can see why they're afraid to touch it, but some truth-telling really needs to be injected into the entire network. A truly free humanity needs to know who their enslavers are. And for the record, these radio show hosts are all doing some really good work, and we highly respect them. But it's time to go to the next level. And in the past, we've appeared on Fox News. Sean Hannity did a special on us. And who knows, maybe Tucker will look us up, at least have a conversation. And there are a couple missing pieces which will tie everything together that he knows most of the big picture, but there's more. There's more to it that will totally make sense of everything. And it's time for that to get out. So anyway, let's get on to to more questions. I know Kathy's got a few on her plate there, so take it away, Kathy.
All right. Are all the Ethiopian Bibles the same? Reviews seem to say they aren't. What should I look for to purchase one?
You know what? I haven't. I have two copies, and the ones I have feel right. They feel really good. And anyway, the stuff I have done through my research on the internet really struck home. I saw a couple things on there that were trying to divert that, this especially divert the presence of women and their role and things like that. They really diminish Mary, saying that, same old stupid story. She was a whore and Jesus healed her and now she followed him, which is bullshit, but excuse my language. But
Are
she
there
was
more than
at,
one?
what's that?
Is there more than one Ethiopian Bible?
There's translation. There is only one, but and that one has been recopied over and over again.
Okay.
And then there's other people that have made their own copies And some did a really good job and translated it really good, and others, I think, might be getting infiltrated. So, I think you really have to meditate on it, say, which one should I get, but the ones that I've looked into so far, what people don't realize is I've had past lives involved in that. So I know a lot more than I know the bigger picture about what really happened, and I know the multidimensional aspects to it. So when I take that knowledge and then apply that to any Bible, I'll see where there are pieces missing, where there's mistranslations or things like that. So I kind of have a little different approach to things, but there are.
Maybe we can put up the one that you have on the website so people have a.
We'll do that. We'll find which one's the best one, most accurate interpretation. But it is they it's a real game changer, because it totally destroys the patriarchal and hierarchical system created by the churches after the fact, because in the teachings of Jesus, there was no patriarchal system or hierarchical system, and he put God back into the individual. He empowered the individual to make their own personal God connection. And he said there's room in heaven for everyone. And so he was totally expressing unity consciousness and the awesome love and joy and bliss of the Creator, who can't judge because it doesn't have an ego. That's why Jesus said, "Neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more." What he's saying is, stop screwing up. There's a reaction to your actions, and start living according to universal law. But I'm not here to judge you, nor does my Father judge me. Stop screwing up. That's what he's saying, because God's more like the sun. That's the best thing. It just shines it on everybody equally, and we choose how much of it we take in or how much we hide from.
Has the Pleiadian Council made any comment on what they think we should be doing right now?
I've been in constant contact with them. It's just every night they come in, and Blagie came back in, which I haven't heard from her in a while, and some other ones, CIE and Siobhan, which is a Pleiadian warrior. He's like a warrior class guy, and there's something really big happening right now. I mean, it's massive. And these are the guys that are really in control. You think the Illuminati boys are in control right now? They aren't. They have been, but they're collapsing right now. They're in free fall. But what was the question again? I can't remember the exact question.
Do the Pleiadian Council, have they what any good advice for us on what we should be doing right now?
Basically what they've been saying is that to really get anchored with a high level of morality and integrity in your life, and live according to universal law, which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. Like, get to know your neighbors. You don't need to be right. Just love is more important, being love and compassionate. And when you're centered in that, people will start asking you, what are you doing? How are you doing this? But a lot of information they've been saying lately is that we have to be open to a different truth, basically, and seek out truth. Don't have an agenda, don't take sides, anything. Just let truth be your master, basically. And it may mean that you might need to break away from certain groups. It might mean that you might need to quit your job. It might mean you might need to get out in nature and start planting your gardens and get fresh water and do a lot more prayer and meditation. They've been saying that's really important right now, and take your shoes off and walk on the ground and get grounded, resync with the earth's frequencies, which are always rising. There's a lot of information they're giving, but they're saying basically don't get into the division games going on right now. Don't, even you can call something out There's a thing called loving detachment, and you can call things out without anger or without judgment. Just say, look, this is what's happening. This is outside of universal law. This is within universal law. It's very simple. And people go, why are you angry? I said, I'm not angry. I'm just blunt. It's like whatever people do is going to come back to them. It's universal law. I don't need to pick up a sword. They're going to take themselves out. And some people have like slapped God and the ascended masters in the face, basically, and got in their own self-serving ways, that's going to have some major repercussions, going on. And all these conflicts, when they say there'll be wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff going on, is Jesus talked about that. He said, don't get caught up in all that. And some people don't have a choice. I mean, they're in the middle of it. I know that. I don't want to be discompassionate, but that fear and that guilt and that judgment and that the grudges, there's whole grudges of religious grudges and race grudges, all that stuff. Don't get caught up in it, because if you're carrying those grudges, you're going to attract the opposite to you that has a grudge in the opposite direction. You're going to have an experience, but even if you fear those things, but anyway, they've just been really saying, focus on love and joy and bliss and do your prayer and meditation time, get close to the earth, get close to nature and live according to universal law. That's the message they're giving over and over again. And if you're really tuned in, it means you might have to pick up and go. There's certain areas that are not going to let go of the nonsense, and they're going to experience a major, major reset, you might say. It might come with an earthquake or a volcano or a massive storm. We got a big one coming in Hawaii right now. I think it's the big one starts coming in Thursday. I'm not sure. There's two storms coming in. It's really
Are
weird.
these supposed to be stronger?
The first
Are they
one is
supposed to
not so
supposed to be
bad.
worse?
Yeah, the first one's not so bad. The second one's supposed to be really bad. But here in Hawaii, it's really weird. We're doing something right because everybody's out there cleaning up and picking up broken down, cutting up down trees and branches everywhere. And after the last big storm, there's just a lot of damage, even to neighbors and everything. But I walked outside and there's one palm leaf on the ground. I mean, a banana leaf on
Oh.
the ground. I go, oh my God, a catastrophe. But we are getting a lot of protection. I think they're putting a ship right over the place here and giving it some protection. But it's the only thing that makes sense because I heard winds going over this place that sounded like a freight train. It sounded like the jet stream was touching down. But
Wow.
it went over us. I mean, you could hear it, but there was no wind on the ground. It was the weirdest thing. And the last storms that's happened, every single storm we've been in so far here is there's been a lot of protection. And we work with Pele, we work with the elders and those that have crossed over in the higher dimensions, the Hawaiian elders. And so I know they're stepping in, they're all helping out. But we have to ask, we have to say, hey guys, a little help here. Can you kind of shield the ranch? And they hear it. They're waiting for us to ask, basically. We have to initiate it.
Are there beneficial chemtrails that are undoing the damage that the other chemtrails have done?
To be honest with you, I really doubt it because the same things are coming down. The people that are testing these chemtrails are finding, aluminum, strontium, barium. These are all heavy metals. They're accumulative and they create really serious side effects down the road. There's also biologicals, there's chemicals. Some are saying that Mr. G there is putting in glyphosate in these chemtrails now. And I've seen here our coffee orchard. I walked out and they did some heavy spraying, and then I walk out the next day and all the leaves are on the ground. And I'm going, what the hell? what just happened. I think they'll recover, but whatever they sprayed really damaged the coffee field here. So, and I think they're doing that worldwide. They're trying to create a food epidemic,
They're
or
hitting it really hard here at the ranch the last few days.
yeah, I really think they're trying to create a they're trying to poison the food supply and create a food scarcity, when a food shortage.
Yeah.
Basically, it's either your choice will be toxic food or more toxic food.
All right. Do
Get
you
to laugh at
speak
that.
light language? And have you ever witnessed a light language conversational exchange between individuals?
We've had a lot of people do light language here at the ranch, and what's really interesting, to be honest with you, with light language, I've sat down, I've had it come through me every once in a while. Weird sentences and words will come through, and I go, well, that's an ancient language. I don't know what that is, and but I don't do it mainly because. Most people go, what the hell did you say? What'd you just say? I don't, this isn't usable for me. And there are some people that really enjoy it, but I really want to be able to talk to everybody, and in simple terms that everybody will understand. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people doing it for the recognition, for the attention. And they're not really. I don't know what they're tapping into, but I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel the
Yeah.
energies that came with it. And there are some people that you really do feel the energy when they do it. There's people that are healing people with doing light language and hands-on. There are authentic people out there, but just like everything, it's mixed.
This person's asking why it's seemingly only women that have this ability.
That's funny. That just came up. It was really funny. Somebody was asking about Candace Owens, and I said, women by nature are accessing their emotional body, and men by nature access their intellectual body. Now, the intellect is a drop in the sea of consciousness compared to the higher bodies, the emotional body, the spiritual bodies, astral bodies, all that. So when you see women, it's an emotional language. If you are having spirit come through you, you have to be receptive, which is the feminine. So the feminine is subjective. And the male is objective by nature, and not all. I'm doing generalities here, and so by nature, the subjectiveness of women, they can subject themselves to the higher dimensions, and they're automatically tapped into the emotional body, which is so much more vast, and it processes so much faster. So there is a science behind the saying, "Never argue with a woman," I've learned that one, and so I just listen, and then don't try to fix them. They just want to speak, they want to talk. They'll fix themselves. And just learn to say yes. Those are my three rules. Never argue with a woman. Don't try to fix them, and just say yes, and you'll have a happy marriage, basically. But anyway, I know people are going, "Oh, you chauvinist," but it is true, and it's not being chauvinistic, really. I'm really honoring the divine feminine and the emotional body, which is so much more powerful. The intellect can validate any kind of behavior whatsoever. And if you're coming through the emotional body, you're coming through the heart, and your soul is connected to God, the creator. And so the heart and soul connection is really where we want to go and get out of this old patriarchal intellect program that's going on. So I think that's the biggest threat right now. Is this patriarchal, hierarchical system that believes it can do whatever it wants, And there are some that actually believe they're the chosen ones. And there's some that are actually aligned with the little g gods, Baal, Baphomet, and stuff like that. And they're doing sacrifice and all this other crazy shit. And that's all tied to the intellect. It's not tied to the heart and soul. or creator. It's tied to the little g gods, the ones we were warned about not to no idol worshiping, and so when you break things down to their base component, that's basically what you have, is that people have stepped out of their heart. Like Muktananda said, there's two reasons for everything. One is love, the other one is lack of love. And a lot of things wouldn't be going on today if it were not for lack of love and people not attuning to the higher consciousness and energy.
Has Trump been totally compromised? Perhaps his family threatened? He seems very unhinged these last few weeks. Do you think it's really him or a clone, AI?
I knew that question was going to come. Basically, there's more than one Trump. We know there's at least three or four of them, and it almost looks like one group is running him part of the time, and another group is running him the other time, and it's going back and forth. It's what it kind of looks like. And lately, kind of the unhinged one right there is I don't think it's the real Trump, to be honest with you. But he really think about this. He started out totally, he said, no more wars. We're going to bring the power back to the people. We're going to clean up the graft and the political, the swamp. We're going to drain the swamp, and we're going to rebuild the economy and all of his promises, which he's still working on a lot of them. That was his goal. And now on another level, there's more going on than people even think, because Venezuela were the ones that hijacked our elections. They created the voting machines and everything, and them and Italy, and I can't remember, Venezuela and Italy and another country were heavily involved in corrupting our whole election system. And so also too, when you shut down the drug industry, you shut down the cabal. And so there's more to that story, just as there's more in Iran. It turns out Iran was heavily involved in a lot of that too. And so there's a lot more to the story. And I think he got sucked into the war there because, Israel started it, and then that put our bases and our people and threatened. And so I think he was hoping he'd go, okay, now that this has started, we gotta get in there and protect our people. And the only way we can do it is to, do a first strike on all these missiles and all these things aimed at our bases. And so it went on downhill from there. It just went. And he got a lot of bad advice and sucked in. I think he might even got sucked into them being the chosen people. I don't know. They aren't. But anyway, there's a lot of people that have talked about this and how what really happened to our Bible and what the Bible really says and how it's been changed. And there are, Israel broke its covenant with God. And God, in the Bible, it says that God made a new covenant with Egypt. And so they fell. They're not the chosen ones at all. And the ones that really have the ancient DNA from that area are the Palestinians, basically. They're if you want to go about being a chosen people, they would be more aligned genetically. So there's a lot more of that story, but there's just so much nonsense going on now. There's
What does chosen people even mean?
well, they believe, like in Israel, the Zionists basically, they believe that they're still making sacrifices to the little g gods of the Old Testament, basically. And they believe if they build this temple and they sacrifice these red heifers, that their Messiah will come. That Jesus is not the Messiah. They're saying that he's a false prophet and burning in hell in his own excrement. That's their belief. That's the Zionists, not all the people of Israel. And so that's the game they're playing. We're God's chosen people. We're going to bring in our Messiah, and our Messiah is going to give us the power to rule the earth. And we can do whatever we want to the goyim or the non-believers. And so there's some of that in the Quran too. Same thing. Non-believers are, you can do whatever you want to them. You even have to do a job. This is all just nonsense, because it's really not the true teachings of a lot of these really, really old religions or whatever. A lot of them are aligned. They have a little different spin on it, but they all talk about the Antichrist coming and the real Messiah returning, which was Jesus. And they're all pretty much in agreement of that, except for this Zionist group and some other clerics that are kind of out to lunch. But anyway, I think I really see in the future is that there's going to be a big unification between all nations under the true story of the real Messiah returning, and you don't need to do the sacrifice or build the temple. And that's for the Antichrist, basically. That brings in the Antichrist. And then supposedly Jesus, the real Messiah, is going to come and just, do the dirty on him, take him out. But I really don't think, I think it, we could avoid all the other crap if we just all turned our hearts to the all-loving, all-forgiving God, that Jesus represented, and get together as one family, because we all came from the same place. Our souls were all created, they came from the source. We're all family. The Creator's omnipresent within all creation. So what's all this other separative nonsense, or this chosen one? That's just pure
I
arrogance.
know. Yeah, it's we choose. I think we choose.
The chosen ones are those who choose to live according to universal law and align themselves with the all-loving, all-forgiving God. Those are the chosen ones because they chose. And in the teachings of Jesus, there's enough room in heaven for everybody. So that's
Yeah.
really where we need to go.
Hear, hear. All right, why do you continue to heap praise on Candace Owens despite her clearly being wrong on all her unhinged predictions that have tried to draw support away from Trump?
Okay, so there's a problem with that statement. One, clearly being wrong. She hasn't clearly been wrong. Two, the unhinged statements have been very well hinged with a lot of evidence backing them. And three is she's asking questions that all of us should be asking, and most people are afraid to ask because we're not seeking truth. We're just playing one side or the other, basically. And really, it doesn't matter what party you belong to, anything. You always should be seeking truth, basically. So the unhinged, I don't want to go through all the things he's saying are unhinged, but everything I've seen, her conclusions she's come to have been pretty much spot on. And if she is off on something, she'll admit it. She goes, "Well, I might have gotten that one wrong. I'm not sure. Let's put that in the maybe file or whatever." But
And she's always asking her audience to help her too. I mean, she's all about research and the truth.
exactly. And there is a propaganda, there is the mainstream media and everything else, and they're gonna go balls out after Candace and Tucker and anybody else that goes against the controlled narrative. And that's normal. And if you want to side with that, that's cool, but you're siding on the side of ignorance, you're not on the side of truth. And don't we have the freedom in America to ask questions? Isn't that kind of like a constitutional right? You might say the freedom of speech kind of falls under that. And if truth stands on its own merit, and if it's nonsense, it'll collapse and gone, But why are you so threatened by asking the questions? That would be my answer to that one. Why are you so threatened if truth stands on its own merit, and this is all noble virtue that you think is going on? Why can't you question it? Why aren't there answers? The only answers are coming from her and Tucker and a few other podcasters. They aren't coming from the agencies. They aren't coming from the lamestream news. So, again, if Candace blows it, I'll say, "Well, she blew it." love her dearly. Hats off to all the work she's done so far, but she might have messed up on this one. But I haven't seen that, to be honest with you. So, as long as she keeps her and Tucker and all the other ones keep going on the side of truth and keep asking questions, which is a God-given right, it's a constitutional right, kudos to them. My question is, why isn't everybody asking these questions? Why is I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, I covered this in the other shows. Come on, that was not a 30-06. I have two of them. You do not shoot somebody with a 30-06 and not have a full-blown mess. Not to be graphic, his neck would be hanging on and that bullet would have gone right through. And his Superman bone theory is just bullshit. It really is. And so and the bullet doesn't match the gun. So anyway.
I definitely want her in my corner.
Yeah, I said something once and people got upset about it. I said, man, I sure would not want to have Candace coming after me. I would not want to be on the bad side of her. And everybody goes, why do you say that? And I go, well, actually, it's a compliment because I'd probably lose. She's quick, she's sharp, and she's got her ducks in a row. And and
She's a
she's
truth
definitely
seeker.
tapping into that higher mind that is going 100 miles an hour. When if I'm trying to use the intellect to challenge that, I'm going to lose basically. So, if somebody can do a better job at something than I am, I'd step aside. That's what we all should do. Honor it, respect it.
I think that we should look at the time right now.
We're at the end, unfortunately. So, I guess unfortunately we have to wrap it up. We're out of time, folks. There's so much more going on. Only thing I can say is keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and watch the skies and start being kind to each other. And don't jump into all this finger pointing nonsense, because unless you know the person personally, and if you weren't there to see the events personally, it's all secondhand, So, practice loving detachment, and this will get you through. So anyway, thanks, Kathy, for coming on and bringing the questions. And hang in there, everybody. Things are going to change very rapidly.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.